we continue with Anja Weidenmüller.
Sorry, my name is Anja. I'm a postdoc in the cluster and I work on social insects, specifically bumblebees. Bumblebees are very unusual insects because they have the ability to increase their body temperature. They can generate heat in their thorax, and this allows them to exploit habitats like you see here, which are cold and offer resources at low temperatures, which other pollinators cannot exploit because they just can't fly. So bumblebees have this unusual ability to increase their body temperature. And they make use of this ability not only in the context of foraging, but also in the context of raising their brood. These are social bees. They have subterranean nests, and in these nests, they raise their brood and they transfer the heat that they generate to their brood, which allows the brood to develop quickly, which allows colonies to increase in size and develop sexual. So it's a key property of these insects in the natural history. The two behavioral measures they have is brood incubation. As I just said, they transfer the heat and they can also cool their brood. And with these two measures, if you look into a nest, they are able to collectively maintain the temperature of their brood at a constant temperature of around 32 degrees. So at the collective level, they display temperature homeostasis, which they do not display at the level of the individual. So it's a purely collective phenomenon. And I'm very interested in using this system to ask general questions of collective behavior. So how can we understand individual response decisions and how are they integrated into the collective, in this case, homeostasis? Beginning at the level of the individual, I am able to dissect this to the stimulus and the individual responding to the stimulus by using brood dummies, as you see here. So I can offer individuals the stimulus and I can study the stimulus response relationship in these individuals. Here you see individuals responding on the brood dummies. And I have a pretty good picture by now about how, what about the stimulus they actually read out, how experience modulates response, how age modulates response, how feedback loops modulate response. So I have a lot of information on individual response stimulus relationships in this system. Of course, in order to understand the collective homeostasis, we need to know how the feedback loops and especially the social environment influence these response decisions. So I can now add social environment back into my system by testing individuals, for example, as you see here, alone with a set of brood dummies or in a group with a set of brood dummies. And I can precisely study how the response to a stimulus changes just by being in a social environment. And I did this and I could document that the social environment strongly modulates individual responses. Individuals tend to be less responsive in the social environment. But the most important thing is that the impact of social environment is extremely strong. So we see a high degree of individual flexibility that gives rise to a very consistent collective response. The collective will always invest a certain amount of energy and workforce into this task, and individuals show a high degree of flexibility. So this is very interesting for me to understand what actually about the social environment is it that's modulating individual responses. And this is what I'm studying right now. Also in another setup, as you see here, this is no longer with brood dummies, but with natural brood. So here's a group of five workers sitting on brood, incubating their brood. And I have implanted a thermosensor into this brood and I'm recording the brood temperature that they are able to collectively achieve over time. You see about 40 days recording. And I can then measure the actual fitness relevant output, which is the amount of brood produced by these workers. So I have a collective readout and the actual fitness impact, and I'm interested now in understanding what are the contributions of the individual members in this group. Here you see a thermovision image of one such group and you see the five individuals. And now for every individual, I can not only track the location and the neighbors of this individual and whether it's on the stimulus or off the stimulus, but I can also track individual temperatures. So for each individual, I have an investment of energy over time, and I can see how that then gives rise to the collective pattern. I'm just at the beginning of this, and this tracking of individual temperatures in combination with tracking of individuals moving around is a challenge that I would also be happy to have collaborators on. I'm doing this on a larger scale with many groups, and I can manipulate different parameters. For example, I'm interested in how different stressors affect the ability of groups to maintain group homeostasis. Specifically, I've been interested in looking at hunger, resource limitation, and also looking at pesticides, how they affect these collective homeostasis abilities. And I've been able to show that one less known pesticide, herbicide, actually strongly impacts this collective temperature homeostasis ability. So this is one large set of experiments I'm doing. The other interest I have is now outside the nest, that's looking at individual response decisions in the context of foraging. So what do individuals invest and look for outside of the nest? I've been doing experiments with free flying bees on top of the TFA, where we train them to learn different colors, more or less difficult. And then we ask the question, how is this learning ability modulated again by different parameters? And just very recently, actually last week, I started together with Aya and Ian and Matthias to have bumblebees fly in the 3x3 netted room in the Z building. And it looks very promising. We have glued the little tags on them and they are actually picked up by the system. So I think this will be a great system to explore very interesting questions concerning, again, individual and collective decisions of energy investment, workforce investment. Specifically, do individuals exploit existing resources or do they explore for new resources? And how does that change both at the level of the individual and at the level of the colony, depending on resource distribution, resource limitation, competition, which we could introduce into the system, and again, stressors or impairments caused by pesticides.